because you can keep it real. A severe stutterers are going to have a little more of a challenge. Exactly, you did it. I love you. Wow. Oh, yeah. Voluntary stuttering make us fluent. I have a very hard time holding my temper. Of course.
Hey, and welcome. All right, Peter. Welcome to Stutter Talk, everybody. Eric Jackson here with my. What are you to me, Peter?
Oh. How about that?
Peter about writes this. We're for another segment of checking in with Jamie with All Star. Jamie Rocchio, what's up, Jamie?
Hey, guys. Good to talk with you tonight.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too, Jamie. We haven't spoken in far too long. Looking forward to the segment tonight. Stutter Talk at stuttertalk.com. 206-888-4619. I just want to quickly remind everybody of next Thursday, November 12th, the Brooklyn College Support Group will be hosting a special event. Phil Schneider is going to come down. We're going to watch Transcending Stuttering, and we're going to talk about it. So should be kind of cool. Brooklyn College, second floor of the Student Center, Glenwood Lounge, 7 to 9 p.m. Peter.
Peter's here. More details, stuttertalk.com. Jamie, we've been talking about speech tools recently, and as a person who stutters frequently, as a person who stutters a lot, what do you make of speech tools? Have they been useful to you? Have you given them a fair shake? What do you say?
Wow. That's a loaded question for me, Peter. Let's see. Speech tools, I think are great to have and to know how to use. Have I given them a fair shake? I'm not sure about that. I have trouble concentrating on what I'm trying to say when I'm concentrating so hard on speech tools. And with my stuttering frequency, I have to use speech tools a lot, and it just got mentally exhausting.
Well, let me jump in right there. Sometimes when I was first coming out of my stuttering closet and I was stuttering a lot openly for the first time in my life, I felt the same way, that sometimes I would get caught in a stutter, which would make thinking about what I wanted to say harder. Does your stuttering itself ever have the same effect as speech tools, making it hard for you to think about what you want to say?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
I'm not really sure that I understood what you were saying, Peter.
I'll say it better. For me, there was so much avoidance in stuttering and so much worry and fear of stuttering that when I first started stuttering openly, my mind was all over the place dealing with that fear and that shame and that embarrassment. So I actually found that thinking about what I wanted to say was impacted by all of that. as thinking about what I wanted to say is also impacted when I first started using speech tools as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If when you get caught in block after block, Jamie, if you ever think that also affects what you're saying.
I do. I know it's probably very difficult for the person listening to follow. And I mean, I can try to practice the speech tools, but I get frustrated with them.
Why?
Because I can't always get them to work the way I want them to. And that I always feel I can't do that very well. That's another failure. That's another... I don't know. It just feels like a failure every time I try and don't succeed with it.
Yeah. I got to say, Jamie, while I do not stutter with the same overt frequency as you, I do feel the same way. And lately, I've been feeling the same way a lot. And we just recorded a show. I'm not sure when it's being posted. So it might come right before this, it might come right after this, but
mm-hmm.
where I was basically on the couch in this show, you know, saying things like, I am just upset with the speech tools, the strategies that we have available to us right now, because I have worked with some of them, and right now, really, really hard. And right now, I am at a place where I am really yearning for something better. And Peter, I gotta say, I certainly understand that we all have different experiences and different speech tools work for different people. But I don't think it's a case that it's about not giving speech tools a fair shake. I think the speech tools are not adequate enough. And I feel like we could talk about this all day long right now, but I just wanted to put that out there.
I so agree with you on that, Eric, because I know communication is... No, that's not even... I believe I'm communicating as best I can, in spite of the frequent stutter. I don't try to change words or dot over, because I think that isn't going to really work, and that will interrupt communication. So I'm thinking just staying with the stutter. Hopefully, we'll keep communication flowing.
Hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense to me. And I also just want to add one more thing. I think part of my frustration with speech tools stems in the fact that regardless of what the speech tool is, like we talk, bash, shall I say, the a more fluency focusing speaking strategies a lot than things like pullouts and cancellations and some other more stuttering modification type approaches. But what I find is the biggest struggle that I have with the speech tools is that I feel like I lose something. And we talk about dampening our personalities, right?
Yes, yes.
And it's so hard for me to accept that. Like, at first it was only the fluency shaping in which I felt like I was really dampening my personality, but things like pullouts, cancellations, preparatory sets, easy onsets, whatever it is, it all feels like it just dampens me. And for some reason, I am, especially now, having a hard time accepting that, oh, well, maybe I have to dampen my personality a bit.
But I don't believe we should, because the person wants to get to know me. I want to show them who I am. What you see is what you get. And you get the stutter along with everything else, okay? So I'm not going to try to use the speech tools. It's robotic. It's, to me, it's almost bringing more attention to your speech in a different way. But it just doesn't feel good. It's so foreign. It's like a foreign body at that point.
Hmm. Yet, I'm sorry, Peter.
No, please, no, fine.
Yet, a certain part of me wants to, and especially because I am a new speech language pathologist. A part of me wants to find ways to be more fluent and to have easier times speaking, but I just can't, or right now I am having a hard time accepting what there is right now. And maybe it's a childish view, but I guess I'm thinking and hoping that there's something better.
Well, Eric, I hope that you are the one that finds that.
Me too, Jamie. Me too,
Mr. SLP. Because I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you for some relief over here.
Peter.
Yeah, I am taking it all in. A couple comments, and I'd like to get Jamie's response first, and then we can move over to my good buddy Eric Jackson. Doesn't stuttering also dampen your personality? I know that for me, as much as I was a big and still am proponent of pausing, so when I first started working on speech tools, this is how I sounded. Absolutely dampened my personality, as did stuttering. So what do you say to that, Jamie?
Well, do you think stuttering dampens my personality?
Well, it doesn't matter what I think. Wait.
I would be interested in your answer to that, though.
Yes. Yes.
I have no idea because I say this with all due respect, Eric. Up until the show we recorded last night, I thought you were fairly confident in your ability to use speech tools if you chose to do so. So it doesn't really matter what I think. It matters, Jamie.
It does, though.
Yeah, well, it does.
No, I disagree.
Well, if you're not going to man up and answer the question, we'll move on here. But
I think it would be flipping a coin, Eric. I mean, I'll make a case both ways.
Being a person who is in this field, being a person who grew up with stuttering, being a person who thought about stuttering a lot, I think your opinion on this subject is hugely important. Actually,
okay. I take issue with the idea of manning up. I'm going to stick to my guns here.
Oh, come on! And I'm going to say your balls a little bit.
And I'm going to say to Jamie, I don't know if you feel that stuttering dampens your personality. I know from my personal experience as a stutterer that many times in my life, stuttering completely shaped my personality. Completely. How many times in high school did I hear one of my sister's friends say, "Oh, Becky, your brother's so cool, he's so nice and quiet." I didn't want to be nice and quiet. Stuttering made me nice and quiet. Jamie, I have no idea if who you are is exactly who you are, or if stuttering has a grip on you and has formed every part of you like it formed me. I don't know, Jamie.
Well, I'm sure it has formed me. But as far as dampening my personality, if I get to know you, I think my personality comes through. And if you don't see it, bye-bye. I don't know.
What if you don't get to know me? What if somebody that you don't know has a dampened, stuttering? It has.
Yes.
Well, see, but that's why I ask and don't tell, because why should I even bother guessing when you can tell me the deal? So forget speech tools, how does the act of stuttering or the fear of stuttering or whatever dampen your personality at times?
I believe if I'm in a store and I need to ask for something, and yes, there's still that fear that I'm like embarrassed, but I'm going to do this. I think if I didn't stutter, I could do it in a more fun way.
Yeah, and what, Jamie, as someone coming from a covert background, I feel the same way. I mean, I don't feel it so much now, but certainly into my early 20s, I felt like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And so when I hear you or Eric or anyone else say that speech tools dampen your personality, I get it, because I felt the same way. But what is the alternative? The alternative is stuttering. So I guess my point is what is my point? My point is that speech tools have been helpful to me, but I also know that they come with their own set of drawbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there is no clear-cut answer is why this idea of, should I use speech tools or shouldn't I use speech tools? It's what makes it so confusing. Like, mm-hmm. Should I hold on to what I know to be myself? And should I really attempt not to care about stuttering and go out there and stutter? Or should I try to work through the stuttering with some type of speech tool. And why I am coming off as so negative right now is because in my experience of a lot of speech tools, I prefer, I came to to some kind of decision that I felt more comfortable. I mean, I'm not going to say that at this point in my life I feel totally comfortable, but felt more comfortable just really doing things like advertising, letting myself stutter, and voluntary stuttering.
Mm-hmm. I go through times where I almost like torture myself, like I have a bad experience. And I say, well, okay, should I have just tried to pull out a speech tool? Why didn't I try a speech tool? I didn't want to, but and I hear people say to me, and I've heard this several times, you don't use speech tools. No, I don't. Well, given the level of your severity, don't you think you should? I've heard that, and I'm like, I don't know. Should I? Shouldn't I? I'm trying to accept, or I can't accept. And yet I fight with that in my head.
And I think that that's kind of a silly comment in the sense that anybody who says that, it seems to me that that person isn't realizing that, well, it's a lot harder to use speech tools successfully when you stutter a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I don't think that I could say that because I've never stuttered like Jamie, and I don't know if Jamie can say that because she's never stuttered like me. I don't know if it benefits the stuttering world to look at other stutterers and say the grass is greener. That's my personal
opinion. It's not saying the grass is greener, though, Peter. What are you talking like?
Okay.
Not sure what you mean by that comment, honestly.
I will spell it out. Somebody who stutters a lot, let's say much more than I ever did, I would honestly not know if their ability to use speech tools would be any harder or more challenging than my ability to use speech tools. And that's my honest answer. I don't know that to be true. I don't think it's important. I mean, I don't think I need to worry about who's it harder for. I mean, stuttering is hard. It's just hard, period.
Who is it harder for, though? All I said was that it comes across like as an as almost an insensitive comment, or it could come across as an insensitive comment in the fact that I mean, let's be honest here. If there is way more, like if the frequency of stuttering is higher, can't we say that using speech tools is probably harder?
No, we absolutely cannot say that.
God, Peter!
You can say that, but I can't. In fact, I've often thought that if I would have had more stuttering, it would have been easier to work with at times because I would have had more chances to practice. The problem is, as a covert stutterer, the stutters were like landmines. I didn't know when they were going to happen, and when they did, I was super terrified, and I lived my whole life worrying about this possibility of stuttering. So, no,
so
I will.
Though.
But Eric, I'm sure that I
don't want to speak for you, Jamie, but I'm sure that you probably did too, right?
Yeah. But how about this? Maybe as we look at what's available now that we're not happy with, maybe those work for coverts and mild. Maybe they do. But I think, if I can only speak for me, they're more trouble than they're worth for me. That's why we need something different. Yes, maybe, hopefully, everyone benefits from it, but I know I haven't found what can really work for me and be able to maintain who I am. Until then, I'm going to stutter, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, I think that's a great place to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back with more Stutter Talk.
She says, wake up, it's no use pretending. I'll keep stealing, breathing her. Birds are leaving.
Hi, this is Phil Schneider, speech-language pathologist, and I've been very involved in the issue of stuttering for about 39 years now, and my life has recently been enriched by an incredible vehicle for learning and developing a vast perspective, all in the comfort of my home, or while driving in my car, or while taking a walk in the woods. All I have to do is connect to StutterTalk.com or Stuttering 101, and I feel supported by a community of people who deal with this issue professionally, who struggle with this issue, who are challenged with this issue, who care about people who are, and it just broadens my perspective. And it gives me lots of food for thought in an enjoyable, relaxing, comfortable, and convenient way. And I want to be a part of making sure this open, candid, meaningful dialogue continues for years and that people all over this country and all over the world get this and can hear it and can participate. So I feel privileged to be able to participate and become a shareholder in StutterTalk.com. And I've opened up the website, StutterTalk.com, and gone to that donate button so that I can be a partner in helping to make this happen.
Welcome back to Stutter Talk. Peter here with Eric and special, very special guest, Jamie Rocchio. Jamie, you still with us?
I'm with you guys.
Great.
Sweet. Stutter- Debate and passion and fire and disagreements. I love it.
I love it.
S. And voicemail 206-888-4619, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. I sometimes think, guys, that even using the term speech tools is kind of like a big turnoff, a big red light to many people who stutter. And maybe we just need to see it kind of differently. So instead of saying speech tools, maybe it's just about looking at your speech, looking at your stuttering, looking at how you react to stuttering, and making the decision to do things differently. To make changes, whether that change is physically changing the way that you speak, or whether that change is being aware about your speech or making yourself goals for how you might want to speak in certain situations. So maybe we need to get away from such strict terminology and just do things differently. Jamie, what do you think?
I think that's, I don't think much of that, but,
that's great.
I don't.
Okay. Okay.
I don't. This is where things get so convoluted. We go from, accepting it, and then I'll look at it even more, and then maybe change it, or what happened to, wait a minute, didn't I just accept it? Wait a minute, what am I doing? That doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't.
Okay, I need to follow up on that. So are you suggesting or are you saying that accepting stuttering means not using any type of strategy or approach to managing stuttering?
No, it's not that black and white or cut and dry. Absolutely not.
It sounded like that. It sounded like you were saying that without exactly spelling it out like that.
Oh, I apologize, Peter.
Well, I don't want the apology. I just want to know, what do you mean? Like, it sounds like to me you're suggesting there's something about speech tools that means the person does not accept stuttering as being okay.
On some level, I mean, but don't you see that that's like how I need an example, and I can't come up with. This isn't going to sound right. No, that wouldn't be a good one. Never mind. I just I don't know. At this point, now I'm all confused.
That's okay. How about you, Eric?
Well, I think it's a good point in that the term speech tools just kind of turns me off. I do want to say, though, that whenever I refer to speech tools, and I always try to refer to them as speaking strategies or speech strategies or something like that, I include things like voluntary stuttering, advertising, letting yourself stutter more. So, I mean, is that what you were referring to when you were talking about speech tools, or were you just thinking about the, like, specific things that people do to try to speak more fluently?
I'm going to give an example. Jamie, let's just pretend that you were my client and you were coming in to work on stuttering. And you said that one of the things you wanted to work on was actually moving through your speech a little bit better. Let's just pretend that that's what you said. All right, let's work on a speech tool called a pull out so you can practice moving forward through your speech. Or I could say the second way, Jamie, let's work on figuring out how you're stuttering, and then let's practice different ways to move through that stutter, to find some ways that you feel comfortable playing around with. I'm going to bet the first way, that actually saying the term pull out, is going to turn off a lot of stutterers. And that's what I mean. The ideas behind the tools are pretty good, but I would you agree that the terminology is what sort of makes people want to run for the hills?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the terminology and how we've come to know it through the years and the difficulties some of us have had with it through the years. Yeah, that saying it a different way, even though it's maybe the same technique, it's new, it's different, I'm more apt to go with it.
I agree with both of you there. I I too hate the terms, and I do think that they are a little bit off-putting. But I don't think that that's the real issue, or let me say, not the real issue for me. I'm sitting here, and for days and for weeks, I've been trying to figure out what this bug up my ass is right now about speaking strategies, speech tools, whatever you want to call them. And let's take a pull out, for example. I think that I do a pretty good job achieving forward-moving speech. Certainly a million times better than how I spoke in the past. Let's just leave it at that. But the reason that I keep saying that speech tools aren't good enough, what we have available to us isn't good enough, and I know I'm being a baby about this, but even I do achieve, or what feels like achieving, forward-moving speech when I talk, but it still doesn't feel good, and it still hurts my chest sometimes, and it still does all of this. So that's just one example of where all of my thoughts are coming from right now.
Interesting. Wow.
You know, I think this might be an episode that doesn't resolve. I think we're going to end on a diminished chord.
But Peter, I have to put you on the spot.
That's better than a... Okay.
A sus to sharp 7 9.
Yeah, yeah. Help us end on a good progression, Jamie. Okay. Good.
Okay.
I don't think it's going there, though. I got to be honest with you.
All right.
I don't know what you just said. I didn't hear all of it. So.
Okay.
Do you think it is extremely difficult to understand what I'm communicating, honestly?
I mean, do I think it's hard to understand the words and sentences you say to me?
Yes.
And no, when I first met you, I did at times. I don't feel that way anymore. I really don't, no.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think?
You know, Jamie, if I knew that, I'd be sitting on a beach sipping pina coladas. No,
I'm sorry.
Okay, but I am going to – wait, no, Eric. I am going to answer that a little. I have to think that part of it has something to do with you spending time with people who stutter, talking about stuttering, and thinking about stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess you're not having – lucky fluency. I'm going to guess that the communication skills that I've seen you use time after time and what you displayed wonderfully when you were leading workshops this summer at the National Stuttering Association, I know that all of this is earned. I don't know the exact recipe, but I know that some of the ingredients are hanging out with really cool people who stutter. How's that, Jamie?
I love it.
Wait, am I allowed to answer the question?
Yes.
I feel the same way. I do feel like it's easier to understand and comprehend a lot of what you're saying, Jamie, now. For me, I think it's because I am just more used to your specific speech patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, of course, stuttering is random, but there are certain familiar ways, I think, that each of us stutter. And I've just gotten more used to how you stutter.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It makes sense. Absolutely.
Well, that
is
a wonderful...
This is fun, boys.
You know, that's the place to leave a good fat C major chord. You've been listening to Stutter Talk 206-888-4619. Stutter Talk at StutterTalk.com. Jamie Rocchio, thank you for another wonderful checking in with Jay.
Thank you, guys.